Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
You know, it can be hard to see the challenges that people we work with every day are going through. Invisible struggles like stress and burnout, caregiving for a loved one, or being misunderstood. But insight, awareness, and empathy will help us better see the issues they're dealing with. And that can make us and our companies healthier, too. I'm Holly Robinson-Pete. Join us on The Visibility Gap, a new podcast presented by Cigna Healthcare. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello and welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
We have to talk about one of the goats hanging it up.
Yeah, the goat of goats, right? Tom Brady officially retiring from the NFL. He announced the decision on social media.
I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first, so I won't be long-winded. You only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. Really, thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me.
Let's review why Brady is GOAT. He is a seven-time Super Bowl champion. He earned more than $330 million across his 23 NFL seasons, according to SpotRack, and he had a ton of different big brand endorsement deals.
That's close to you. To take us through the legacy in the NFL and in business, we bring in Andrew Zimbalist. He is Professor Emeritus of Economics at Smith College. Andrew, Professor, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, first of all, yes, he means it this time, but it's way more than the impact of what it means just simply for the league and football fans. There's a definite economic impact involved in this.
Yeah, I think when any sport, particularly football, which is the most popular sport in the United States, has a spectacular athlete who has set all-time records. In the case of Tom Brady, basically he holds every single meaningful quarterback record in the history of the sport. He's won seven Super Bowls, and he has more passing yardage and more touchdown yardage and so on and so forth. When somebody like that, who's extraordinary as an athlete, also happens to be good-looking, smart, and articulate, and married to, at this point, two different female models. You know, when all of that is going on, then it creates a lot of buzz. It creates a lot of excitement. And he probably increased football ratings. I don't know by what percent. It wasn't a massive percent, but he contributed more in that way to the growth of football as a sport and as a business than really anybody else since he's been around, which dates back to 2001. It's interesting, by the way, that here's a fellow out of the University of Michigan who was drafted 199th.
Yes.
Back in the year 2000 draft. And he was drafted behind six other quarterbacks in that year.
You are talking to an old U of M guy who loves it, and he was born and raised in Detroit. And yes, we loved Tom Brady back in the day. And when he went 199th, I'm like, well, okay, that's nice. And then, you know, Drew Bledsoe gets hurt, and then all of a sudden, here's Tom Brady.
And Drew Bledsoe is on the sideline.
Tom Brady, the second-year quarterback from the University of Michigan, who threw only three passes in his rookie year last year, one for three, a six-yard completion, and this is his first duty of 2001. So apparently Bledsoe knocked around a little more than it appeared.
Wasn't the greatest start for the New England Patriots for his career, but my goodness, after seven Super Bowl rings, he's something else. He is the GOAT.
Yes, indeed.
So now that Tom Brady is retiring for good, we believe, and so he says, do we need, or does the NFL need, another high-profile, good-looking quarterback who may or may not be married to a supermodel to keep its prominence, or are we past that?
Look, first of all, there are such quarterbacks around. Mahomes is one. Mm-hmm. Maybe he doesn't quite live up to all of the different features that Brady brought to the game, but they have great players out there, and the game will continue to be exciting. And what somebody that when the next Tom Brady comes along, what it will be is a small fillip, a small boost to the overall ratings and popularity of the game. But there are so many other factors that are behind right now the growth and popularity of football, that, you know, whether it's this year or in 2 years or in 5 years that we get the next Tom Brady, I don't think makes a great deal of difference to the business of football.
I don't think it means any difference either for his big sponsorships. I'm thinking of Hertz and Under Armour. They're still going to keep him, are they?
Well, I believe so. And, you know, this is a whole other issue. Tom Brady retires now, and he enters into a 10-year contract with Fox, which pays him $375 million. I'll say that again. $375 million. So it's average of $37.5 million a year to be an assistant on their broadcasting. That's a heck of a lot of money. The man also, of course, has a clothing line. He has a wellness brand. He has a production company. And he has a bunch of lawsuits right now against mm-hmm. him because of his role in promoting FTX.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And that's definitely a stain on his reputation, I guess. But he's not the only one insofar as getting caught up in the FTX drama.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. Imagine having the resources of the largest wirehouses and the support of the boutique shops, but none of the bureaucracy to get in the way of you serving your clients. At Stifel, it's your business, your book, your clients. I always tell the advisors we're recruiting, I want you to come to Stifel and double or triple your business. Most of them laugh and shake their heads, but I'm serious. Don't take it from me. Take it from Stifel's number one finish in J.D. Power's 2023 U.S. Financial Advisor Satisfaction Study. So, there's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
You know success when you see it. Or you think you do. The people in the spotlight. Athletes, actors, artists. But what about the people behind the scenes? You know, the ones who make it all happen. The lighting engineers, the sideline photographers, the caterers. They're small business masterminds. And if there's one thing they have in common, it's making their money work harder. That's why they have a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, where they are now earning a generous 5% annual percentage yield. Yes, 5% APY. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
I have a question about the overall appeal of the NFL. We know it's the biggest money-making sport in the U.S., but you go beyond North America, and yes, they've played some games overseas, but it doesn't carry quite the same clout as, say, international football. I know that right. The NFL is making taking steps to try to broaden the appeal. Do you see football, American football, expanding to a point where it could really rival international football?
It doesn't seem like it's on a trajectory to do that. There are some small leagues around, and there are, as you point out, games that are being played of the NFL teams in Europe. But it hasn't caught on. The NFL has been trying to do this for quite some time. Perhaps the most logical market would be China. Basketball was very successful, of course, in seeding itself and developing in China. Football hasn't been that.
Why is that? Why was basketball
part of the
problem?
Well, it seems to me that major part of the problem is that these countries are attached to a different brand of football, which we call soccer.
Yeah.
Soccer is, as you and your listeners know, is immensely popular. And in spite of all the scandals that rack that sport on a yearly basis, it just seems to get more and more popular. One of the great things about soccer, of course, is that for youth around the world who want to play it, really all they need is a little space and a round ball. They don't need shoulder pads. They don't need helmets. They don't need goal posts.
Low barrier to entry.
It's a much easier sport to catch on, and you know once it has the following and the popularity that soccer has right now, it's very hard for football, American football, to push that to the side.
I'm going to piggyback off of that because I was surprised when I read this about Tom Brady and on social media. It is low compared to some of the other superstars, and you talk about soccer superstars, Cristiano Ronaldo. He has over 800 million following between Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And Tom Brady, I mean, is just barely moving the needle. Serena Williams has more of a following than Tom Brady did. That really surprised me.
Yeah, well, first of all, the population of the world is pushing 8 billion right now. The population in the United States, which is basically the market for U.S. football, is 320 or 330 million. So there's a tremendous disparity there that you know, Tom Brady or other football players have to work against. Serena Williams, of course, a tennis player, and tennis is an internationally popular sport. Not as popular, of course, as soccer, but still, it does access the world market that as American football does not. So I think we'll always see those kinds of disparities, but we shouldn't feel too bad about Tom Brady because he's going to be earning hundreds of millions of dollars in the years to come, much more than he earned in his career as a football player. He earned something like $330 million over his 23 years. And during his years with the Patriots, which were the first 20, he was earning about an average of $11 million a year. It wasn't until he played with the Bucks in the last 3 years that he was earning $30 million a year.
Yeah, he'll be the world's most highly paid sports broadcaster, if not broadcaster in general. Andrew, while we have you, I want to get your take on a different transaction in the NFL, which is the Broncos agreeing to trade with the Saints to make Sean Payton the 19th head coach in franchise history. This is according to ESPN. It hasn't necessarily been confirmed, but the details are that the Saints would receive the Broncos' 2023 first-round draft pick and 2024 second-round pick for Payton and the Saints' 2024 third-round selection. I feel like we've moved into new territory here with teams trading coaches or trading for coaches.
Yes, I think that's right. I mean, there have been efforts in the past, but I think there's an increasing appreciation of the importance of A, motivating the players, B, keeping the players healthy, C, designing game plans that are effective. So when somebody like Brady elevates the status of somebody like Belichick, all of a sudden people are thinking Belichick is a genius, and to some extent he is. But I think there's a new appreciation of the mental and the emotional component to success in football, and that's pointing at the coaches. And you know, when players are being paid $30 million a year, why not pay a coach $10 million a year or even $15 million a year if he's going to be in charge of managing all 55 players who are on the field?
Sean Payton made a smart move because he took a year off after, you know, coaching the Saints, and then he took a year off, and then he decided, well, I'm going to go do a little television, keep my name out there. And it worked because, like you said, Scarlett, he looks like he's going to the Denver Broncos. Professor, I guess I ask you the same thing. A lot of athletes do that. It's like, well, in the meantime, I'll keep my name out there.
There are numerous examples of that in other sports as well, that you bide your time. You increase your popularity, your notoriety, and your exposure. At the same time, you buy yourself some time so you don't have to sell your services right away. You know, if you want to put your house on the marketplace and you have to sell it in 2 weeks, you're not going to get as good a price as if you can wait 2 years before you find the right buyer. And that's one of the things that coaches are doing when they do a media gap year.
Smart man. I wish I had the money. Forget about the money
we
that
can
Tom
take gap
Brady
years
had.
Too, Michael Barr.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. We'll
if I had the looks that Tom Brady had, I could bag
You've got
groceries.
The voice that Tom Brady can never have.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever. Anyway, Professor Andrew Zimbalist, you are so kind with Smith College. You came to join us here on the Bloomberg Business of Sports and educate me. And, well, Scarlett was already educated big time.
We learn something new from you every time we speak with you, Professor.
Professor, thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Pleasure to be with you.
This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr. By the way, you can follow me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
And you can follow me on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
Hey, this show, it is downloaded every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Download this show wherever you get your podcasts.
Join us in Chicago or virtually on May 2nd for Bloomberg's Business Value of AI event and networking reception. This event will gather business and technology executives to share their experiences and provide insights into their strategies for deploying AI that achieves a desirable ROI. You'll also learn how companies have successfully implemented AI solutions that have improved productivity and profitability. This program is proudly sponsored by IBM. Register at BloombergLive.com/AI/radio.